Samaje Perini has spent a decade as a guy who comes in on third down, catches a checkdown, and blocks the blitz. And at pick 244, running back 75, the market is paying for exactly that, no more. This is an efficient market episode, a known role player, a known price, and a training camp question about whether he even makes the team. The season, 15 games, 84 carries for 382 yards, 17 catches for 87, 3 touchdowns. On half PPR scoring, that is 4.6 points a game. 60th among backs per game, 57th in total. The profile is a pass down complement. Modest carries, a handful of catches, occasional goal line work. His touchdown share of 0.23 is under our fade line, so nothing corrects hard downward, but there is not much upward to correct toward either. The career arc is a definition of steady and unspectacular. 10 years of a rotational role across three teams, never a featured back, always useful enough to keep employed. Last year's 4.6 was right in line with his recent norm. This is a player whose range of outcomes is narrow by design. 10 years in, his game has never leaned on burst. It leans on knowing the protections and catching the ball, which is why the role survived three teams, and also why a younger, cheaper back can replicate it.
The pattern beat has one real entry, and it points down. Our aging cohort docks running backs from career year 5 onward by about a point a game, 71 of them across a decade, and this is Perini's year 10. At his age, the aging curve is not a warning about decline, it is the decline. The only thing keeping his fantasy pulse is the passing down role, and roles like that are the first cut when a team gets younger.
Muffed! The situation is a settled depth chart with a roster bubble twist. Chase Brown is the clear lead back and enters a contract year per the beat. Perini is the pass down complement behind him in a Zach Taylor offense that returns intact. But the honest flag is Perini's own roster spot. He is on a minimum deal, turns 31 in September, and by at least one account is not guaranteed to make the 53 out of camp. Cincinnati brought in younger depth to compete, so the role is real if he holds it, and holding it is not automatic, a different kind of risk than most late round backs carry. The price, running back 75 at pick 244. The slot pays 2.2 a game. He produced 4.6 in his role. Our verdict, no call. The per game number sits above the slot because of the receiving work, but the aging curve, the age 31 calendar, and a genuine camp cut risk pull it right back to fair. The market has priced a fringe veteran as a fringe veteran. The caveat both ways, if an injury ahead of him hands Perini the passing down and early down mix, there is spot value in his catches, and if a younger back needs him out in August, this is a pick that never makes your roster.
Watch whether Perini survives cutdowns first, that is the actual question, then the Chase Brown workload, then whether the new legs in the room take his snaps. The role has value, the man holding it has to make the team to use it. He's one of your guys? This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.